I'm going to talk very little about your long profile, and then the rule still applies. Tell us something which is not on the profile, beginning with Keith. Keith Bergelt is the chief executive.
My profile's so long that I, you know, how could there be anything else? Biking? Yeah.
We could tell you things.
I have 16 bikes profile, in my garage. Yeah. Is that? I have 34 watches.
Good for you.
I don't know.
Are how
those
many
interesting
shoes?
Things?
How many pairs of shoes?
Pairs of shoes? I don't know. 40? 169 shirts, dress shirts? More information than you want.
Almost.
Well, he is the chief executive officer of Open Invention Network. And for those of you who do not know Open Invention Network, please look it up. It is the most important thing. Nicola Schifano, and Nicola, you want to start before I read it, or otherwise I can say he's the Senior Director, Cloud and IP Policy and Strategy at Microsoft.
Yeah, thank you, Michi. You want to have personal information?
Yes.
All right. So one thing that is not in my profile is that I make great cocktails and I'm passionate about, you know, what makes a good margarita. And I'm happy to take a bet that no one is having great margaritas in the U.S.
And we don't allow foie gras in New York City anymore either.
Well, soon, but anyway. And the interesting, the disclosure of great margaritas is it's actually difficult to find on the net. Happy to share when you have time.
Well, if you were not leaving in the middle of this panel, then we would have asked you that to judge the margaritas at the bar tonight. And Karen Copenhaver, who already was in the panel, and Eben, you've been hearing. We're going to now talk today, and this is going to be a shorter panel than earlier scheduled. This is about patent defense for free and open source software, the next steps. Last year, we here talked about the new consensus negotiated with the able diplomacy of several people, especially Keith. And who said that open source is inevitable for companies who want to compete effectively in a hyper-competitive world and participate in models that are really essential to deliver what your customers really want. And Evan said that no matter whether everybody takes an OIN license, there are few hard-bitten naysayers out there, and it should make no difference to every individual who's learning how to program and who wants to put some of her code into something that other people use. And he wants to believe that the state of complete peace for individual developers and nonprofit projects around the world would continue. I'm just going to ask for Keith and Nicola, maybe, who has to leave earlier, to tell us what have you been up to since we last met here.
Yeah, maybe a few words at a high level. So a year ago, you know, I've been around here to discuss the Microsoft joining a lot, and then shortly after OIN, becoming licensee of OIN. And I think the reason at the time, you know, we discussed the importance of, you know, enabling this safe space of innovation with developers to really unleash the creativity of these people. And I think these reasons are still valid today. I think the landscape has changed a little bit. There are new considerations. I think the patent issues are still important. There are still patent issues, but when I look around, I see a lot of discussions going on open source licenses and what's open source licenses, as we heard today. I see a lot of energy behind other discussions around data, and Microsoft published a couple of data sharing agreements in July. So from that perspective, you know, it feels like while the conversation on patents remain relevant, from an operating company perspective and a non-practicing entity perspective, it feels that we are really at a point where I don't know that patents are the number one issue anymore. I think we are past that point, and maybe we have to look at other aspects as well.
I think the first I'll say that, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say this publicly, that I wouldn't be here without Terry, and Terry, IBM wouldn't be where they are without you. And my relationship with IBM was really built upon the fact that you had sensitized them and they had made their first famous billion-dollar investment in 99. And so we wouldn't have an entity with 3,200 plus licensees that are committing their patent portfolios as Microsoft has committed its 60,000 strong patent portfolio to patent non-aggression in the core of Linux and open source. And so we all owe you a debt. And just to reinforce the points that were made by Eben, your civility and your ability to advocate without running afoul of the high degree of BS detection inside large bureaucratic organization like IBM. I mean, it's no insignificant accomplishment to be able to move. It's like being a frogman on the rudder of the Titanic, being able to move it away from icebergs and move it towards something more relevant toward clean water. So it's very significant, and I thank you because I've had the best 12 year run of my career performing the role that I perform, because it's rare when you get to do something that that will leave a legacy of the type that I expect OIN will leave. The partnership that we formed, I mean, clearly the formation of OIN was predicated on the threat that was represented by Microsoft. We kind of, you know, went through that. We now have a they're not just an ordinary licensee. There's a sense of cautious intimacy. It's probably a good way of describing it. And it's, you know, it's amazing what's happened. I talked last year, right around the time that the license was signed, with Microsoft about the concerns that existed around XFAT, and I was assured that in the right time, the right moment, that something would be done that would be beneficial to the entire community. And lo and behold, whatever it was, 6 weeks ago, there was an important announcement about the desire to have it included in the Linux system definition, the encouragement, actually active encouragement of OIN to include it, and the provision of the spec. And now it's included, I think as of this week, it's included in Linus's mainline. So very important progress that we could have not imagined 5 years ago ever occurring and transpiring the way it did. And so great kind of sense of momentum. In fact, we had our OIN board meeting hosted by Microsoft in Washington in July, which we had Nicola and David and Eric and a bunch of people from Microsoft there. And a very different kind of, you know, beyond rapprochement. It's a thriving relationship, and we've had other things that I can't really talk about in a large forum, but that they have done to recognize the value of and the importance of they being a licensee along with other companies who are already maybe Microsoft licensees. And so reflecting the value of that relationship in their commercial dealings with other companies has been, again, a very positive sign. It's all based on conversations, practicality, and the desire to do what's right. And so I've been really heartened by that, and we maybe got the positives of a great board meeting and a great board dinner. And lots of Washington State wine. We even got a commitment from Microsoft to support something that we've been noodling over for about a year and a half. And really, about 2 weeks after the announcement of the license, I sat with Jim Zemlin in San Francisco, and we talked about kind of what happens after, what comes next, what do we do, how do we do things, how can we stay relevant or become more relevant in kind of a post-Microsoft period where they were part of the community. And we talked about non-practicing entities, and OIN had been established to mainly focus on operating company risk and the $100 million we spent on patent acquisition and curation of a portfolio, largely built around on that activity. But now we've ultimately come to grips with the fact that we can pivot and maybe put 40 to 50% of our effort into non-practicing entity risk to make sure that we can deal with the full spectrum of risk that's out there in a very focused way. And so we are working together with the Linux Foundation as a result of that discussion and many others since, and Microsoft and IBM. And so who would have thought that that group would have come together if you look back, if you looked ahead 5 years ago. And so this is kind of an unprecedented level of cooperation, and it's only deepening the relationships, that the relationship that we have, personal and professional. And it takes work to maintain these relationships, but it's really come about because companies recognize their interdependencies and the idea of how important collaboration is. I think the lawyers collaborating is clearly a mirror of what happens in the technology community. And so I'm quite heartened by everything I see. This relationship, the relationship with the LF, has been rock solid for 11 years. And obviously the relationship with IBM, again, I wouldn't be here but for IBM. And the community would be lesser but for IBM's contribution to it.
Karen, do you want to talk about LF?
Well, since I'm just standing in for Mike, I will just reiterate, Terry, what a joy. What a joy it has been for all these many years, because we were both at IBM. I started at IBM in 1979, so it was a long time ago. But here's the key, is that so much of what happens because of individuals. And individuals placed all over our community, both these people inside companies, certainly the developers, the free software community, everyone has a role to play. And if you ever doubt that an individual can make a difference, what's the wonderful quote, a small number of individuals, there's nothing else that ever really has made a difference. And so I think there are many people in Microsoft that were involved in these conversations over a long period of time and built up an enormous amount of trust, both inside and outside the company, and Keith's been a part of that, and I've been proud to play a role in some of that at the LF. I think Max was talking about the really fun part of running these. Another fun part is really trying to be as creative in our response to patent concerns as as the developers are, in being creative to respond to different challenges. Because it's not one response, it's many different responses. It's different for different communities. There's a process of talking through what are the true concerns and doing it in a way that doesn't limit participation because of a lack of certainty about many things, but that brings more people in to contribute, and striking that balance for each community about assuring the maximum level of commitment and cooperation without taking an undue risk in terms of the community being held up later by concerns that weren't addressed. We could do every project and we could spend 5 years negotiating a patent piece before the project started and nothing would happen. That's not the right answer. So striking that balance requires a lot of trust, cooperation, and creativity. So I think it's another piece of this whole picture that's actually very interesting. And hats off. I mean, how many licensees does OAN have now? I always have 3,212 licensees.
Talking about communities, Keith, do you want to talk a little bit about Rothschild's patent imaging's lawsuit against GNOME Foundation?
And I think we're quite fortunate. Whenever one of these situations arises, we're always a little bit, I think probably because of past history, we're a little bit nervous about the quality of lawyering, the way a case is going to be managed, and the quality of client. I talked with Neil McGovern pretty much a day or two after the suit was filed, you know, I think Neil is really level-headed about this. He's listening to council. He's taking contributions. We provide prior art to his council. Sherman and Sterling has been great, and we've got really lucky because one bad thing happens in one place, a good thing happens elsewhere. But there's a nucleus of litigation counsel that came from Kenyon and Kenyon, which imploded several years ago. And that count, that group of lawyers is now managing the response and the litigation for Gnome Foundation. And so, you know, I view this as, I look at the patents and don't view them as particularly impactful. And so that's a good thing. And that the process is going to play out, and I think the strategy is a good one of wanting to invalidate the patents and send a message. And so, you know, it's a good community of people who are working on this. And if it weren't, then you know we would obviously pitch in financial support and otherwise to make sure that this was managed well. But we've been very impressed with counsel. We talk to counsel on a somewhat regular basis. As I said, we provide prior art to help them, and we draw it from incredible resources we have in the community of people who just, whenever there's litigation, they just, and it pertains to Linux system functionality, a project, whatever it happens to be, they just come out of the woodwork to support. And these are people who are not, they haven't made $1 billion in open source. They're people that are unusual, quirky, old line expertise that know where the bodies are buried in terms of the Wayback Machine that we all have to use to identify prior art sometimes, and just really talented, thoughtful, committed people. And so whenever this happens, I always, you know, feel it reinforces my own beliefs in the quality of the community. And so I think that's one that, while this isn't the reason why we're creating this partnership to be able to deal with NPE risk, it further reinforces that risk is out there. And even if it's an annoyance factor kind of litigation, Rothschild has filed 714 suits in the last 6 years. 48 of them are around this one set of patents, and there are about 6 active suits right now on this one set of patents. And so we monitor on a regular basis these kinds of organizations when they have patents that are of or relate to Linux system, Linux kernel functionality. And so, again, the community is working so much better than it was 10 years ago, 11 years ago.
Is this on? I just want to add again, it would be very difficult for the community to respond if it didn't have, you know, Keith in a role in a separate organization to address patent, you know, issues. But one of the great things is that whereas some people think open source might be more vulnerable, it's actually less vulnerable because of all the resources that can be brought to bear. But those resources would not be available if there wasn't a coordination point that didn't bind the individual companies and that could serve as a place for the prior art, et cetera, to, reside in that talent. So that makes me feel so good to know that that we can act on that mutual vulnerability and to come to a collaborative defense the way we do collaborative development.
Yes.
Thank you. I think just want to echo one of the things you said. You know, we hear these news, and in a way, it feels like there is a systematic issue that needs to be addressed. However, it feels to me that given the number of software components out there in open source, the amount of use out of these components, you know, frankly, we don't see. I mean, there are issues, and they need to be addressed. But I think it's it should be well understood that these are incredibly safe to use, in particular from a patent perspective. So I think it's important to stay focused and address issues as they arise in a thoughtful manner. I think the infrastructure that has been built, either through the licenses themselves or other mechanisms like OIN and others, I think they have proved their the efficacy in ensuring peace, basically, overall. And it makes actually it easier to address issues when they arise in a much more tactical manner, because we have all these elements already in place.
Thank you. This is everybody getting along and singing Kumbaya together. This panel was great, and I'm sorry I'm cutting it short now, because some people have to travel, catch planes, get on calls and trains. But thank you, and hope the discussion continues. Eben doesn't get a chance to comment because he does get... but thank you, and a round of applause for our panelists, please.